Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so we just finished up with the Ford. Now it's time to get into the Rivian and do the same test. So I got my fob. Let's do this.
Hey, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
On today's show, we're going to test the cold weather range of the Ford F-150 Lightning.
And the Rivian R1T pickup trucks.
Next on In Depth. Two weeks from today, someone will be the lucky winner of a Tesla or Rivian of their choice.
Friday, February 24th is the live drawing for the Climate Exchange 7th annual raffle.
We are so happy to be working with and grateful to have Climate Exchange sponsor this episode.
This annual fundraiser helps Climate Exchange fight the fossil fuel industry through advancing state climate policy.
You can help fund Climate Exchange for the year through this raffle.
This year's grand prize is the chance to win a Tesla Model X Plaid, Model S, Model 3 or Model Y.
Or select the Rivian R1S SUV or the R1T pickup truck.
You get to pick your EV and Climate Exchange will even take care of the taxes. The full prize is worth up to $250,986.
They are only selling 5,000 tickets, so your odds of winning are really good.
You can go to their website and check out this updated speedometer that shows ticket sales and your chance of winning right now.
So if you don't win the grand prize, you can still win $10,000 cash for second place, $5,000 for third, $3,000 for fourth, and $2,000 for fifth place. So there are a lot of chances to win.
Tickets are just $250. The live drawing is set for February 24th. So it hit negative 12 degrees Fahrenheit the other night here in New England.
Now, you may remember we did an episode earlier this winter where we had tested the Ford F-150 in pretty cold temperatures.
Yeah, 20 degrees or so. And we were surprised how much range it lost just by it being cold out.
So when it hit frigid winter blast temperatures, we wanted to see if the results would be even worse.
So let's see what happened.
All right, we're at 1,596 miles. It's minus 5 degrees. Well, it's so cold. I don't know if you just saw that, but my sunglasses just, the lens popped out all by itself. And so I have no sunglasses for this ride, but hopefully we'll be okay. So the regen braking worked really well on that stop. I was really surprised. But the second I left the driveway, we started with 171 miles of range and immediately dropped to 169 miles of range. So like within a block. So that's a little worrisome. I'm down to 167 and we've barely gone a mile. But we'll see what it means after we've gone the full 100 miles in this range test. The roads are really clear this morning because it is minus 6 degrees according to Ford. Let's see this. So I'm going to try and keep us going highway speeds, you know, 65 to 70 miles an hour so that both trucks will have gotten the same ride. And we're going to go 50 miles north, 50 miles back. That'll give us a 100-mile test. And honestly, I don't really want to do much more than that because we're already at 164 miles of range. I was planning on doing like a 200-mile range test, but it's just not going to do it. And then we'll go get the Rivian and do the same exact route, pretty much the same temperature, and see how that does. And let's take a quick update on where we're at with energy use. At the beginning of this trip, 24% is climate, so that'd be inside the cabin here, 52% driving, 3% accessories, and 22% is exterior temperature. That is because it is so cold out. It is now registering minus 7. We're going north, so it's probably going to get actually colder. A little bit of early data here. We have gone 9 miles and used 11 miles of estimated range. So that looks like we're using roughly 20% more range than it normally would think we would be using. That's very early in the trip though, so let's see what happens later. right, we're halfway into the trip now, heading back, and as you can see here, we're down to 15% climate use, 68% driving, 2% accessories, and 16% exterior temperature. So about 31% of our energy is being used to either warm the cabin or warm the batteries, and the rest of it is mainly driving. And 57 miles into the trip, we have 105 miles. Yeah, I'm looking at the road, Ford. I'm looking at the road. We have 105 miles of range in the battery. It says we'll get back with 50. So as we're wrapping up this trip and getting closer to home in the Ford, I just wanted to show you that our energy use has gotten better. 15% is to warm the cabin. 69% is to drive the truck. 2% for accessories like the screens and stuff like that. And 14% because the batteries are cold and it's so cold outside. Part of that could be that it's warmed up to a balmy 0 degrees Fahrenheit, but also it could be that, you know, as we've been driving, everything's been kind of warming up in the truck. So now 29% of the energy is going to, you know, heat, and the rest is going to pretty much driving. All right, we're back from the trip, and we just got a little warning on the screen that said to plug in the vehicle. So we went, let's see if you can see this here, 105.7 miles. We averaged 1.3 miles per kilowatt hour. The energy all went to, well, a lot of it, 29% of it went to climate use and exterior temperature, 69% to driving, 2% to accessories. And what do we have left in the tank, I think, is the big question. 52 miles left in the tank. So Ford was pretty accurate. It said when we left that we'd have 171 miles of range. That was with 100% state of battery charge. We went 105.7 miles and ended up with 52 miles in the tank. So if you do the math, that's 158, whereas it said 171. Next up is the Rivian. Let's go hop in that and do the same test.
So yeah, as you can see, a lot of energy, about 30% of the battery's power has to go to like cabin climate warming and just the fact that it's cold outside.
Yeah, exterior temperature was a 15% range loss. But when we did the math, we got that the range of the truck had actually dropped to 158 miles, which was actually worse than its estimated roughly 170 miles of range.
Right. I mean, right. It comes advertised as 320 miles of range. You know that you're going to have some lost in the winter. But if you do the math, that's a loss of 50.6% lost in these frigid cold temps.
Which is pretty bad. We've seen, you know, some testing, and like a Model 3, for instance, lost around maybe a low 40%. And this is arguably worse. Yeah, I mean, that's what our testing confirms, and that's why we did the test.
Right. So I want to point out that our buddy Dave also got the same model that we did of the F-150 Lightning, and he's been testing it in cold-ish temperatures. He's further south than we are, but he has gotten the latest software update. And
Wait. Why didn't we get the latest software update to test with?
Well, I've been trying to get the update. It keeps failing. I keep saying...
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Saying to me that it won't work. So I have it on my house Wi-Fi, and I follow the directions. You go out to the truck, you have to turn it on, you have to hit the right buttons on the screen, then you have to turn off the truck like it says to do, and then you have to wait. And then I find each time that the over-the-air software update fails, and it says, it failed, please try again. And I've done that multiple times.
What? Wait, so what? That's...
But you know what? I'm actually glad in this case that we're on the same software as our previous test, because now we know how it does before any software updates. So we'll keep trying to install that, and hopefully we'll have some more frigid weather and, you know, we'll be able to test it for you.
And this is good because now we have an apples to apples comparison between 20 degrees Fahrenheit and negative 12 degrees Fahrenheit.
Well, and to be honest, in the test, that was late at night. In the morning, it was -7.
Okay, so even worse, I guess, at negative 12 is what you'd expect?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess it keeps getting worse and worse. I don't know.
Okay.
I wasn't about to drive it at midnight.
Okay. But you said that you tested the Rivian, which is good because last time it didn't start. So we didn't get any data. So let's see your test.
Well, I mean, I have the footage here.
Great. So, let's check it out.
Okay. I just want to warn you.
Roll it.
All right. So we just finished up with the Ford. Now it's time to get into the Rivian and do the same test. So I got my fob. Let's do this. Okay, so just to remind everyone, we did Ford first. Both trucks have been sitting overnight. It is very cold, although it has warmed up to a balmy 1 degree Fahrenheit. I cannot open the Rivian. What's going on here? Let me get my phone, which is also a key for the Rivian. And let me open the Rivian app. Rivian app is opening. Let's tell it to unlock the truck. Received error from vehicle, it says. Received error from vehicle. I'm hitting the unlock button. It says the cabin climate's 14 degrees and I can't unlock it. This is like a repeat of what happened last time we tried to do the test. It says that it has 93% battery, 261 miles, but I can't unlock it. It just keeps saying received error from vehicle. I'm not sure how else I'm supposed to get into the vehicle. I put the fob close to here. And it's got new battery in it. Let me go try the other side. My hands are getting really cold out here in 0 degree temperatures. A little bit of frost there in the windshield. Trying to hold this near anything that I thought would open. I'm hitting the unlock button. Oh man, this is frustrating. I wanted to go do this test this morning, but we're having the same problem we had last time with the Rivian. It seems to be bricked. It won't turn on. I'm going to do a little investigating. Get back to you.
What the f***?
Yeah, I tried to tell you the Rivian was bricked.
Well, then we need to...
Okay, hang on for 1 second. We need to have like a little discussion. Can you just pause for a second?
Wait for it.
Okay, so Jesse and I just talked about this. We have a lot more to talk about this with you and some footage to share, but that's going to wait until the next in-depth. So stay tuned for that. And don't forget to subscribe, hit the notification bell so you don't miss the next episode.
Okay. I guess getting back to cold weather range testing, I have a couple more things to say about the Ford F-150 Lightning.
Yeah.
Number one, if and when Tesla opens up their supercharger network to non-Teslas, this is going to help the Lightning tremendously.
Yeah. I mean, 158 miles of cold weather range is pretty low, but with the supercharger network, it's completely doable.
At least in places where there's good coverage, and that is a lot of the United States.
Yeah. Number two, I'm hopeful that the Ford over-the-air software update may improve the range, so stay tuned for that, because if we can get the darn thing installed before the winter's over, then we'll go out and we'll test it again.
Yeah, I mean, we've been hearing that this update has made a big improvement to range, so maybe they finally turned on the battery heater or like did something that is going to hopefully make it not have a 50% range loss.
Maybe. And I want to discuss some helpful cold weather range tips and tricks for you for any EV. Okay, so number one, if you can garage your EV before your trip, it will likely be warmer than what we do, which is to simply leave it out in the cold.
Number two, many EVs, if you leave them plugged in, will at least try to keep the battery warmer on and keep the battery warm.
This does use more energy, but it should improve your range performance. Number three, wear super warm clothes and only use the seat warmers.
Now, this is an extreme example, and it only works if you don't breathe on the windshield too much.
Yeah, Jesse even brings a heated blanket in his Leaf because warming your butt or a warming blanket uses way less energy than trying to warm the air in the cabin of the car.
Now, is this a pleasant ride?
How am I supposed to have fun?
Not really. But if range is super important, like if you really have to make it and it's this is the one chance that you have to do it, sometimes you have to do what you got to do.
Number four is scheduled charging. So if you schedule your EV to be charged up right before you start your trip, so like get it to 90 or 100% or whatever you need, then the battery will be warmer than if it finished charging hours and hours before. So like if you had it charged up full by midnight and then it just sits there, it's going to cool off.
And so every EV is different how you can schedule charging. Sometimes you need to use a charger that can schedule it. Most Teslas will allow you to schedule charging even just through your app. So when you're nice, cozy, warm in your bed, you can tell your car to just wait on the charging until, you know, maybe 3 o'clock or midnight. You have to do a little bit of smarts to figure out when it's going to be done in the morning.
Yeah, that's one thing I wish they would really work on, because I don't want to do all that math and I don't want to be wrong.
Yeah.
Which means that sometimes you have to be too conservative, which means sometimes it's charged up before you need it to be charged up, which means it's cooling off.
Right. It's tough. There are a lot of variables in terms of environmental conditions that are going to affect the charging speed.
Right. I mean, especially in winter. And number five, and lastly, the first leg of your cold weather trip usually is the least efficient. You saw that with the Ford, right? The first 50 miles, I was using way more energy than the second 50 miles. So if you can stop at a charger, say 100 miles into your trip, you'll find the second leg should be better, meaning your range loss should be less because your battery and your cabin have had a chance to warm up a bit.
However, as soon as you park it for a while, you'll lose that advantage. So basically saying if you're going on a long road trip, keep charging and keep driving, you're going to have a more efficient battery pack throughout that entire trip, as opposed to if you
let it cool off.
If you know, stop somewhere and you go to the museum for 4 hours, you're going to come out and your battery's going to be freezing cold again.
Yeah, try and park in, you know, an underground parking garage or something that might have slightly warmer temps. Now, I hope that was helpful to you guys. Please comment below your questions, because if we get to go out and test the Ford and hopefully the Rivian, we'd like to know what things you want us to test. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. We'll see you next week, where we're going to talk about what happened to the Rivian. Now you know.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.